not true. And then, of course, we hope you'll want to get my latest talk. It's called The Specter Haunting America. Why are so many children have allergies and asthma and autism and learning disabilities and juvenile arthritis and autoimmune disease and this and the juvenile diabetes? Why are these things on the increase? Why is the Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease and senile dementia on the increase? You'll want to get the talk, The Specter Haunting America. The Specter Haunting America. And then, of course, we've got some wonderful music. If you like relaxing music, you'll want to get at least a trial disc of Dual Oler, and we hope you'll want to get all of his music. It's the most beautiful and restful music you'll ever hear. And for somebody who has everything, you'll want to get the Oler's music. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be views of Stacy Lynn, and we've gotten to know Stacy over the last couple of weeks. She lives in Colorado, and she's been working in Fort Collins to try to educate people about ICLEI. What, you say, is ICLEI? Well, ICLEI is the International Coalition of Local Environmental Initiatives. The International Coalition of Local Environmental Initiatives, ICLEI. Now, you say, what in heaven's name is that, and why would we be concerned about it? Well, you should be concerned about ICLEI, and I'm going to let Stacy tell you why you should be concerned about ICLEI. Hi, Stacy. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for having me again.
Well, now, this is an entirely different audience. You haven't talked to these people before, so don't be bashful. And you just go ahead and tell them what ICLEI is and why everybody in the listening audience should, first of all, know about ICLEI and be concerned about it, because you don't know about it because they don't want you to know about it, because, of course, ICLEI is directing the course of your life from here on out. Go right ahead.
That's right. ICLEI is actually an international organization that one of their main goals is to transform local government. And that sounds unbelievable until you start to witness it in your own city. ICLEI is in 600 towns, cities, and counties in the United States, and that doesn't include all those surrounding communities that are influenced by the pressure that ICLEI puts on them. So it's a very invasive organization, cancer-like, basically, and it's how it operates. The reason I got involved was the city of Fort Collins government tried to take control of two private businesses. They were going to do that without compensating them for their businesses or their customers. And as I started to research why they were doing that, a lot of their answers didn't make sense. So I just kept researching and pursuing what was behind their goal of taking control of those businesses. what I found was, as I kept researching, an organization called ICLEI, and they have been in the city of Fort Collins for 17 years, even though most people have never heard about it, and a lot of the elected officials had no idea what ICLEI was. One of the ways they transform local governments is by giving authority to city employees to make decisions, and basically very quietly without a lot of public notice, and they take that power away from elected officials. So that was a concern to me, and my goal is to let the people in Colorado know how they operate and where they're operating.
All right, fine. Now, you say this is an international organization?
That's correct. It's actually part of the United Nations Environmental Program, and the ICLEI Charter basically wants to eliminate our individual rights and eliminate the principles that the United States was founded on. And the way they do that is changing the way local government works, and they do it very secretly, and they're very effective at it.
And basically, this is a secret organization. Oh, well, you can go up on the website and hear or read about it, but your newspaper is not going to tell you, and if they do, they're going to criticize anybody who is just dares to suggest that this might be some sort of a covert, subversive organization, and yet that's just what it is. Because basically, your local community has signed an agreement with an international organization in violation of the Constitution. These international programs are being introduced into your community to take away the freedom and the property of the individual, and most people have no idea what's going on. It's called ICLEI. Stacy, you go right ahead.
Oh yes. So I would like to give the people something to think about. A personal example, in Fort Collins, there we have a great downtown area, and I started noticing that bicycle racks were being placed in parking spaces, and the city council didn't know that that was going to happen until after it was finished, and I thought that was quite a decision to be made by a city employee. What one vehicle parking space represents to the surrounding businesses is $300,000 per year. So we have six bicycle racks in parking spaces downtown. That represents $1.8 million to those businesses. They're losing that revenue because they put bicycle racks in its place.
Well, why can't they put the bicycle racks on the sidewalk?
Well, they have some on the sidewalk, but the reason they want them in parking spaces is their goal of ICLEI is to eliminate personal vehicle use.
Now, are you suggesting that the purpose of this international organization is to get people out of their cars?
Yes, that's one of their main focuses, is on what they call multimodal transportation. They want us to walk, ride our bicycles, or take mass transit instead of using personal vehicles.
But most people don't want to use mass transit. Mass transit is a financial catastrophe everywhere in the country. People would far rather use their cars, and a lot of people are too old to use bicycles. If some people want to use bicycles, that's great, and they have the bicycle trails, and they have their bicycle lanes, but there's certainly nothing wrong with bicycle racks, but why don't they just put them on the sidewalk? You say that they put them in the parking places because they don't want there to be parking places for the customers for the stores?
Yes, they're doing it for two reasons, actually. The first reason is to make it more difficult to drive downtown. So you think, well, okay, it's too hard to find a parking space. Either I won't go downtown to shop, or I'll try to take the bus, or I will try to ride my bike or walk. Well, that doesn't work for very many people because the way our lives operate, it's not practical to ride a bicycle to conduct your business.
But now, certainly, aren't the business people upset about what this is? The businessmen, certainly, most of them wouldn't support this, something that's going to hurt their income, would they?
That's right. They are very upset about it. But the conditions of the climate in Fort Collins is so oppressive that business owners are afraid to speak out against sustainability and green issues such as this, because they don't want repercussions from the city.
Well, if they are afraid to speak out, then they have already lost their freedom, haven't they?
Yes, they have. They're under very much control already, and they don't realize that it's going to get much worse.
Well, Sydney, we'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney Stacy is talking about what's going on in Fort Collins, Colorado. What they are doing, of course, is taking and putting bicycle racks in the parking places where ordinarily you would have cars. Now, why do they do that? Well, they want to get people out of their cars. They want to make it difficult for people to drive downtown because there's no parking places there. They don't want the people to drive. They want them to walk. They want them to ride bicycles. They want them to take public transportation, which, incidentally, they have a tremendous system of public transportation there in Fort Collins. The trouble is that nobody uses it, but the people don't want it. But this is part of an international program to get people out of their cars. Now, you remember, if you heard Barack Obama talking the other evening, he was talking about how this oil spill is going to change our way of life forever, and it is going to change our way of life forever, ladies and gentlemen. It is designed to change our way of life. It is designed to cut off permanently offshore oil drilling. Now, Barack Obama has said we're only going to cut off offshore oil drilling for 6 months, but they're going to cut off offshore oil drilling in Alaska. Why are they going to cut off offshore oil drilling in Alaska? I mean, basically, this is happening down in the Gulf. And you must understand that they really want to do away with offshore oil drilling. They want to limit the amount of oil that's available. We have the richest oil deposits in the world here, and the Bakken Oil Reserve, the Colorado Reserve, the Arctic Wildlife Reserve off the North Slope of Alaska. They don't want that developed because they want to get you out of your car, because they want to drive up the cost of fossil fuels, because they want to drive up the cost of electricity, because they want to impoverish the people. And when you understand that, everything begins to make sense. If you don't understand it, none of it makes sense. So they're putting these bicycle racks in the parking spaces. This is just one example of what they're doing to manipulate the population. And of course, Stacy says that a lot of the business owners there in Fort Collins are very upset about this, but they're afraid to speak out for fear there may be retaliation by people in government. And I'm simply saying, if people are afraid to stand up for what's right, then they don't deserve to be free. Go right ahead, Stacy.
Well, one of the things that happens when ICLEI comes to town also is a little program called ClimateWise. And ClimateWise is a foreign organization going directly into your business and telling you how you should operate your business more efficiently. The problem with that is it sets up these preferred relationships between private businesses who follow this foreign organization's mandates versus the private businesses who just want to conduct the business the way they believe is the best. So we have a brewery in town who is an ICLEI supporter, goes around the country and around the world making ICLEI presentations, and they are getting free advertising from the city and special deals and financing from the city. There is a massive amount of corruption that occurs once your city becomes a member of ICLEI. Another thing they do to the businesses is suggest ways to be more energy efficient, and that has a lot to do with compact fluorescent light bulbs. Those are the CFL bulbs that are the twisty lights versus the regular incandescent lights that we use. So they suggest they change all of those light bulbs, and because those light bulbs are made with mercury, now they have a problem of dealing with disposing of toxic waste, which drastically increases the cost of doing business, and they have a toxic waste to deal with. So ClimateWise is a destructive business program from ICLEI. And it's really interesting, when you read ICLEI's charter, one of the main things that they're trying to do, and I'll read straight from it. Number 14 says, integrate into formal education and lifelong learning the knowledge, values, and skills needed for a sustainable way of life. They're saying straight out that they're going to indoctrinate the children into living sustainably.
Well, now, of course, the thing is that when you say sustainable, you really should substitute the word socialism, because that's what it's really all about. The whole idea of sustainability is to increase the power of government over the lives of the people. And so when you talk about sustainable, substitute the word socialism, and then you really understand that it's all about regulation. Now, basically, we're talking about the light bulbs. How are they getting companies to actually do away with their regular incandescent bulbs and put in other bulbs, you know, the mercury fluorescent, the really fluorescent light bulbs? First of all, in my experience, they don't last anywhere near as long. I'm talking about the regular ones for a small lamp. They're told they'll last 10 times as long. They last about half as long. They're expensive, extremely expensive. They're made in communist China. They're not made here in America. So as we shift, you know, the use of these, why we're shifting our jobs overseas. But how are they getting people to take, a good light bulb and substitute an inferior light bulb that down the line is going to cost a lot more?
One of the ways they're doing it is by offering special deals. If you replace all of your normal light bulbs with these CFLs, then the city will give you rebates. Or if you're just a person who needs to buy light bulbs for your house, you can go to the local hardware store. And because a CFL bulb costs 9 times more than a normal bulb, the city will give you a rebate for buying the expensive bulb.
Yes, but the trouble is they don't last anywhere as long as at least those that I had in my home, and I put the new incandescent and new fluorescent bulbs in right next to the other, and the fluorescent light wear out much sooner, and the idea they're going to last 10 times as long, and that's why they cost 10 times as much, is simply a lie. Has anybody got up and pointed this out to the people on the city council?
Yes, I actually have given a presentation specifically on these bulbs and the problems with them. And one thing that's just come out recently is most of these bulbs are Energy Star rated, which is the EPA's rating, and it's supposed to guarantee that this is an energy efficient product. However, the manufacturers of these CFL bulbs were being allowed to rate their own product. And what they found, obviously that's not an accurate rating, because you can say anything you would like about your own product. So what they were finding was these energy ratings aren't actually accurate. They aren't saving the amount of energy that they claim, and due to the fact that they are produced in China and they are made with mercury, the cost to the environment is significantly more than an incandescent. So they're bribing businesses to replace their normal bulbs with these fluorescents.
And ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world gone mad. There's only a few of us who are sane, and we're pointing out that this whole thing is totally absurd, and yet everybody thinks we're crazy. After all, the EPA wouldn't lie to us. Congress wouldn't lie to us. Congress has mandated that, and after next year, you're not even going to be able to get your regular incandescent bulbs anymore. They're going to force you to use something that's more expensive, is extremely toxic. If you were to break one in your house, you would have to close your house down and get a special somebody to come in at a great expense, actually clean it up and clean up the potential contamination. And then they're going to be not going to last anywhere long, at least in my experience. A lot of the lamp bulbs that are fluorescent burn out much sooner. I'd like to know if you're out in the listening audience, you've had the same results that I have. You buy these expensive light bulbs, supposed to last 10 times as long. They last half as long. Somebody is lying to us. Where is the outcry from the American people? Where in the Constitution? In fact, I've even seen speeches given in the Congress where congressmen have gotten up and said, where in the Constitution does Congress have the right to mandate this? Well, of course, Congress is simply carrying out the mandate of ICLEI and these other people within this subterranean organ movement, which, of course, is called the sustainable movement, which is all about controlling the individual and altering our lives and forcing us to do what they want. Go right ahead, Stacey. And incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Stacey, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. This is a fascinating subject, because what most people don't understand is that there will be either their town or county is an ICLEI town or county, and if you're not, then of course it's your town or county is influenced by one adjacent, because we have all these regional boards. And believe ICLEI knows exactly what it's doing. It's coordinated. It is covert. And the last thing they want is for the American people to understand that it is subversive. And this whole thing is a subversive and treasonous movement on the part of local officials to sign a contract with an international organization to alter the life of the citizens. without their consent. Go right ahead.
So I was going to say, on the CFL light bulb issue, what's happening now in hardware stores that sell the bulbs, they're being forced by the city to deal with customers' toxic waste, because when your bulb breaks, you're not supposed to throw it in the trash. It's illegal to throw mercury in the landfill. So you either have to drive to a special recycling depot to dispose of your CFL, or you can take it to a private business who will then be charged the expense of disposing of it. So a private business now is having to throw away trash from their customers. That increases their expense tremendously. That's how ICLEI gets into every industry and makes it very difficult to be successful in business or to continue with your individual rights. I was going to say another thing that's very interesting to know about the ICLEI Charter is what you were talking about before. And they say they want to ensure that economic activities and institutions at all levels promote human development in an equitable and sustainable manner. What that means is they want to take the wealth from the United States and spread it out through the country, throughout the world. What happens is the United States standards are being lowered instead of being raised. The United States was founded on the principles of excellence and personal drive and entrepreneurship, and that's all being dampened for the benefit of third world countries at our expense.
And I think people need to understand that the whole real plan is to transfer our wealth, our jobs, and certainly our manufacturing to other countries. When you understand that, everything makes sense. When you understand they want to lower our living standards, and or as I like to say, raise the living standards of the average American to the Mexican peasant, then it all begins to fit together. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they are going to lower your living standards, they're going to impoverish you, and they're going to move America towards a third world nation. And people say, that couldn't happen. And I would ask, why not? If God is just, don't you think he's going to bring his judgment on this nation? We'll be right back. Well, go right ahead, Stacy.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey Water Filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
PowerPoint presentations where he actually had the ICLEI logo on the slides he was putting out. So obviously he's not telling the truth. And it's simply pointing out to Stacy that what she needs to do is go to the local television station and say, I have this information. Would you be willing to do a program on it? Go ahead.
Yes, that's a great idea about calling the press conference. For 16 months, our local newspaper, even though they attend every council meeting and saw all the facts I was presenting, have refused to cover any of it or expose any of it. We have been successful in getting ICLEI mentioned in northern Colorado now because we started a recall against a council member for supporting this foreign organization over the United States Constitution. That is a direct violation of her oath. So we have finally gotten some attention to ICLEI. But I just want people to know that ICLEI is very secretive and they do not like the exposure. So people work very hard to keep it quiet and to discredit the people who are talking about it and showing the facts on it.
And you've had a certain amount of harassment, haven't you, for daring to speak out and expose this subversive organization?
Definitely. There has been harassment from a number of different organizations, and the reason I keep going is I'm founded on the truth. Everything I'm saying is researched and verified and proven, and that's what's bothering people so much, is there's no way they can really argue with the facts, so they have to attack personally. That's just not it doesn't affect me, because I am looking at the facts and the truth. You cannot argue with the facts, so that's why I am able to just keep going through all the harassment.
All right, fine. Now, how are you coming with your recall attempt? Do you have people out there? Are you able to get people to help you pass out flyers and walk the precincts? And because you have to reach the people with a message and let them know they've been lied to, that the community has been taken over by a subversive organization. And when the people, in fact, it's a shame you can't get somebody there with a video camera. And when somebody in the city council or the mayor gets up and lies, you would have it on videotape.
Yes, we have a great group that is assisting with the recall. And what we're finding is the city is so effective with their propaganda. And the environmental movement as a whole has billions of dollars. It's very difficult to get the truth out there, especially when you don't have local media willing to expose the truth. We have no investigative journalism in this area whatsoever. So what's been so exciting about the recall is that people are going into this council person's district and talking to the people. Most people don't have any idea about what's actually happening in the city. So we've been able to educate the people, and that's been fabulous.
Well, I'm just so glad, and I think that this is what it is, and when you get enough people educated, why, these people are like vampires, you know, and they'll just flee at the first beams of light, you know, of dawn, and because they cannot let the American people know. Now, of course, what you're doing is so vitally important, but it's not just there in Fort Colorado. It's all across the country, but of course, as you know, Michael Shaw here in Santa Cruz is doing a great job of bringing this thing out. A growing movement up in Spokane, but I think you're ready to be congratulated for what you're doing. Right now we have a caller. Let's go to, his name is Pure Heart from Aptos. Hi, Pure Heart, how you doing? Oh, let's see. Hi, how are you doing there?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. I'm fine, thank you. I'm pleased to hear you mention the compact fluorescent bulbs don't last as long as normal. I thought I was the only one.
No, but basically you see that the whole thing is, it's like the king that doesn't have any clothes. Nobody wants to sell, say, fluorescent bulbs don't last anywhere near as long as incandescent bulbs, because they tell us they last 10 times as long. I'm glad you're having the same results that I am.
It's about one-third to one-half as, or even less of normal. I thought, well, gee, something must be wrong with me, but I was curious about that. Okay, I'm glad you're the same.
All right, anything else you wanted to say?
I have an obscure question. There's a group around called CERT, for Community Emergency Response Teams, and for some reason, it really bothers the heck out of me. I wonder, does ICLEI have anything to do with that?
Stacey, did you get the question? He's talking about something called Community Response Teams.
They're called CERT.
CERTs. Have you ever
heard of them? We actually have a group like that in Fort Collins. And from what I understand about it, it's just a group that is being trained to respond to larger scale emergencies. So I haven't made the connection between that and ICLEI yet.
Okay. In every state in the union, suddenly all at once, by who?
Somebody's out there. It's like InfraGuard. They're this system of people spying on other people all across America. Most people have never heard of InfraGuard. Be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan Pure Heart. Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
I'm just curious if there's a website we could see what the ICLEI logo looks like, so we can be aware of what it looks like.
Stacy, would you like to go ahead and get your information out? Or where can people get your website?
Sure. People can go to www.stopicLEI, that's STOPICLEI.com. And there's a good information on there, a lot of links to ICLEI, and then some articles and actually some media that you can look at. It's a great way to start your investigation into ICLEI.
If you
do start looking into your own town, make sure that you dig pretty deep, because it is a very secretive organization, and just because your city's not listed on the ICLEI website doesn't mean that they're not a member, because it could be your county that has joined. So just keep looking.
Well, I'm sure we are. It's Santa Cruz. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so very much. Good to hear from you, Pure Heart. Okay, fine. That was Pure Heart calling. And, of course, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, when will the recall election be held for the member of the city council? Do you have sufficient votes to bring it up to an election?
Well, our time limit runs out tomorrow at 5 o'clock. So we'll be releasing a statement at that time. It's been a very organized effort through the media against the recall process. So we're just very excited about the public education that we've been able to do through the recall effort.
But do you have enough votes, I mean, to get it on the ballot?
Well, we probably aren't going to make our required signatures, but we're looking at the entire process as a success.
All right, well, sometimes the most important thing is to get the education out there. And when you're dealing with a subversive organization, the last thing they want is exposure. So you probably are entirely right. even though you may not get the on the ballot this time, you've succeeded in getting an awful lot of people to know what's going on. How many votes did you get, or how many signatures did you get?
Well, we haven't totaled them up yet. We have until tomorrow to finish our process, so we don't have the total.
Okay, fine. Well, we'll be back here in just a moment, of course, with Stacy Lynn talking about ICLEI, one of the most diabolical, certainly one of the most secretive organizations in America, but most powerful. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Stacy Lynn. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you're back in Michigan or in New York or in Cincinnati, Ohio, or simply in Lexington, Kentucky, or listening out on the Internet to our program, we'd love to hear from you. But right now, of course, Stacy, I want you to get your web page out and, of course, some means if anybody can get in, if they wanted to get in touch with you, how they would do that.
Yes, again, that website is www.stopicli.com. That's STOPICLEI. And since we've been on your show, Dr. Stan, we've gotten a lot of attention on the website. We are getting some problems with that, so please, if you visit, please don't give up and keep trying, because we are fixing the problems as they come up. But because ICLEI does not want this information to be publicized, we are being attacked on the website, but that's fine. We keep fixing it.
Can you report it to the FBI? I mean, I would certainly report it to the FBI that you are being harassed by ICLEI. And then, of course, maybe nothing will come out of it. Maybe something would. You might even, of course, call a press conference and say that you're being harassed on the web by ICLEI. Oh, the television many times will give you a much better break on this sort of thing than radio. Believe me, I've run for political office, and sometimes television doesn't seem to be as tightly controlled. And, of course, any time you want to get on my radio program there in Colorado, you give us a call, and we'd always love to have you there. Something important is coming up, and we have a lot of listeners up there in Fort Collins. Have any of them contacted you?
Yes, the response has been fabulous since I've been on your show over the past couple weeks. I've had many calls from all over northern Colorado who want to know more. We're scheduling presentations. As a matter of fact, I just finished one before I came on the air with you in a small town close to Fort Collins. ICLEI presence is all over that small town, and they want to know how they can stop it. So you have been a tremendous service to Colorado, and I thank you for that.
Well, I'm just pleased. What a privilege it is to have a voice to be able to get ideas out across the country. And certainly the station there in Johnstown does an excellent job. And we have a great listening audience in Colorado. I'm really enthused by it, and I feel it's a real privilege for me to have the opportunity, especially as when you get a little older, you want to feel that maybe you are accomplishing something worthwhile, and simply if I can help you, you're on the front lines of this battle. Well, certainly as far as ICLEI is concerned, do we know who really finances, puts up the money for ICLEI? Is it all from local contributions, or are there some large tax-exempt foundations behind this, as there is behind most subversive organizations?
There are large foundations that are supporting ICLEI worldwide. And Waste Management is one of the funders of ICLEI, and a couple others. I always like to tell people about the businesses who support foreign organizations that are destroying the United States Constitution. And two of those that most people will be familiar with is Office Depot and Home Depot. They're major funders of ICLEI. There's also an organization called the Kresge Organization who donated to President Obama's presidential campaign quite a bit of money, and that's relevant because these organizations all work together with the same end goal, and that is controlling the United States.
What is that, Kresge? Is that Kmart?
No, that's it's a private foundation, actually, that has billions of dollars at their disposal, and they mainly donate money to sustainable organizations. Another thing that's important for people to realize is that when ICLEI comes to your city, it's taxpayer money that is being used to fund the programs and to pay the membership dues. So
All right. How much does it cost Fort Collins to have the subversive organization there?
Well, the taxpayer dues are only $1,800 per year. But once you become a member, then you agree to hire sustainability coordinators, and those annual salaries are around $100,000. We have multiple environmental coordinators in the city. So when you start to add up all of the money surrounding those programs, we get up into the millions of dollars. We have a bicycle coordinator in the city of Fort Collins. We're using taxpayer money to pay this person to teach people how to ride bicycles. As far as he's teaching these people how to ride in the lanes of traffic, he calls it vehicular cycling. And what vehicular cycling is instead of using these nice bike lanes that we have on the side of our streets, he's teaching people, to bicycle riders, to use the full lane, which significantly slows down the traffic and impedes productivity and efficiency.
But isn't it more dangerous for the bicycle rider to be in the middle of the road? In other words, basically they're doing that to harass the people driving the cars, aren't they?
That is how it appears, and there's this hostility now that's developing in Fort Collins between vehicle drivers and bicycle riders, because the city is teaching bicycle riders to be very aggressive in their bicycling. And unfortunately, Fort Collins has had significant number of bicycle fatalities in the past year.
Well, I would think that somebody ought to get to the families of the people who have been killed or injured in bicycles and bring a suit against the city, because it is totally illogical for people to be bicycle riders, if they have a bicycle lane, to be driving in the middle of the street and part of this program of harassing the automobile owners. And I think we need to bring out the fact that there really is an agenda, and you can read it in Agenda 21. You can read it in the Global Biodiversity Assessment. I'm sure you're acquainted with those. And the whole program is to force people out of their automobiles, isn't it?
Yes, that's the complete goal. They want to make it as difficult as possible for people to drive their cars in town. They want to make it very expensive for them to drive in town. Another thing a group is working on right now in Fort Collins is trying to lower the speed limit citywide. And the reason they want to do that is so it's safer for bicycle riders to use the roads as a car would do.
But how many bicycle riders are there, really?
Well, that's debatable. It depends on who is providing the numbers.
But what percentage of the people do you think have given up their cars and riding bicycles?
Well, they're saying that 13,000 people commute on their bicycles daily in this town.
But is it true? Are they lying?
No, it's not true. There's no way it can be true. If you look at the number of bicycle riders, it's just there's not 13,000 bicycle riders daily. So they're blowing things out of proportion, and that increases their funding. The more you can say that you're a bicycle-friendly community, the more accolades you get.
Well, now let's talk about public transportation. They're trying to force people into public transportation. What is public transportation costing? How many people use public transportation in Fort Collins today?
In the city of Fort Collins, less than one person per hour uses the city-owned bus service. So thinking of that fact, we should be reducing out the dollars that we spend on public transit. But instead, we're going to double or triple the bus routes and the vehicles to the tune of $33 million. So as they do that, they're going to make it more difficult to actually drive your vehicle downtown. They want to raise the rate for parking to discourage personal vehicle use. They want to take out parking spaces so that it's more difficult to park. It's a concerted effort to force us into mass transit.
Well, can you get to the people and let them understand? Because most people would be furious if they knew what you were saying.
Yes, and so I make these presentations weekly at council so that it will be broadcast on our local cable station. So what the city started doing when I presented these facts is they will have city staff go up to the podium and dispute the facts, and they'll twist them and distort them, and what they're saying is not true. So it has been a very difficult process to get the truth out there.
Well, what you really need, Stacey, is to get a half a dozen other people to come and stand up so that there's really this appearance of tremendous outrage on the part of the community. And the more people you have, and I'm sure you've thought of all these things, but you need to get a lot of other people up there saying exactly the same thing, and that will counter the influence of these dishonest city employees.
Yes, we are building a great group of people who are starting to attend regularly, and the problem we have in Fort Collins is this environment is so oppressive that people are afraid to speak publicly out of fear of not being able to do business with the city. It is a very difficult situation, but we are getting there.
What you really need, of course, is to think about bringing Michael Shaw in sometime for a talk, you know, and once you've got enough people to get a good audience out for him, Michael will do an excellent job for you. And of course, you want to get the people listening to Radio Liberty, too, because we have Michael on here quite regularly.
Yes, and I've been putting on all the materials I have, I've been putting your contact information and Michael Shaw's information. So we are getting very effective in reaching people and having people understand how destructive this is. When people find out what is actually happening in the city of Fort Collins, they are outraged, and that is forming groups all around. So it's really, we're getting some steam built up here, and we're going to keep at it.
Now, you say there's one person per hour. Is that one person per hour per bus, or is that one person per hour for what now?
It's one person per hour per bus. So
that sounds like it's not an overwhelmingly popular means of transportation, Fort Collins.
Well, most people don't want to ride the bus because it's more convenient to drive your own vehicle.
Well, now, how much money are they losing on the transportation system now, and are they going to have enough money with the restriction, of course, of sales tax and other forms of income to begin squandering more money on $33 million increase? What is it, $13 or $33 million?
$33 million increase, and they do not have enough money for that. What they're doing currently is basically asking the voters in Fort Collins to increase the sales tax rate. The reason they're having to do that is because businesses are leaving Fort Collins and not locating in Fort Collins because the business environment is so repressive, and the city has become anti-business because of Ickley's goals.
Well, then I think what you need to do, of course, is launch a campaign of your supporters against this business tax and why people would want to oppose it, because it's going to give more money to essentially become more oppressive.
Yes, that's part of what was so exciting about the recall was we were able to, in our materials, put what the city of Fort Collins was spending money on, but still asking us to give them more money. So we were incorporating a lot of the facts of the budget, including $1.1 million for replacing all of the light bulbs in city buildings with the CFL bulbs, including $600,000 to purchase bicycles for the city of Fort Collins to lend to people to use for free.
Say, why not? Here's a great idea. Why not suggest that all city employees ride bicycles? And certainly you get bicycles for the, I hope they're not providing automobiles for the members of the city council or government officials there. Why not insist they sell all of their cars and everybody rides bicycles who works for the city? Wouldn't that be a great way to increase the bicycle usage?
That would be an excellent example if the city would set that example, get rid of all of their vehicles, and conduct their business on bicycles.
And basically, if they've already got all these bicycles, they could use those bicycles for the members of the city council who could pedal down there, you know, to all the meetings and then pedal back home. What a wonderful way to show how really committed they are to getting people out of cars. I mean, why don't you make that suggestion that one of the, in fact, start a campaign, you know, public officials going to set the example for the rest of us.
You know what, I did exactly that during one council meeting. I asked the four socialist council members how many times they rode their bicycles or took mass transit to a council meeting. And I did not get a response, and I think the reason for that was they didn't want to tell the public that they're not riding their bicycles to conduct their business. So there is some hypocrisy there. They would like the public to do these.
Most people give hypocrisy a bad name. I mean, basically, we have the same sort of people in our community that want to get everybody else out of the bicycles, but they all have their private cars that are provided by the city with unlimited amounts of gasoline.
Yes, that's how it's working in Fort Collins.
And do they actually provide cars for the members of the city council, for government, for city employees?
No, they don't provide cars, but they do provide $350,000 for food for city employees and council members every year. So when you look at the fact that city employees are being paid by the taxpayers to do their jobs, and then they're being paid also for their meals, that's a real problem when people are being asked to give more money through their sales tax because the city is low on funds.
Stacy, one of the most popular things you could do at this point would be to lead a campaign against the initiative to try to get more money and insist on it, and then watch the vote, because believe me, these people are not above fixing the votes and rigging the elections, and you're going to have to be sure that the people there in the clerk's office are counting the things right. But the important thing to do is pointing out that they've got their fancy salaries and they've got their pensions, and find out all the money that they're getting and all the money they're wasting, all the money that they're using for ICLEI, representatives and bicycle training people to ride bicycles, to harass the drivers, and then say, well, let's start cutting back on their money. It's the only way we're ever going to get these people from destroying us is to cut off their supply of money.
That's right. I completely agree. And I love to tell people that we're spending $2,000 per mile to plow snow off of bike paths, not off of the streets, but off of the bike lanes.
And then, of course, they're telling them not to use the bike lanes because they want to get people out the middle of the street to harass the automobile drivers. When you let people know that their cars are under attack, their right to have a car is under attack, and this goes right along with raising the price of gasoline, which is coming, I think they're going to start getting mad. I think we've got a great opportunity. I'm really excited about what you're doing there.
Great. I'm excited, too. There's so much opportunity to educate the people about the dollar amounts that are being wasted, and that there's no need for a sales tax increase if we cut the programs such as the bicycling and teaching people how to ride bikes and teaching people how to use light bulbs. And we're even teaching people how to buy appliances, and that's all part of ICLEI's program. They specifically say once you join ICLEI, you need to push the Energy Star rated products. The interesting thing about that is the Environmental Protection Agency actually funds ICLEI, so there's a direct conflict of interest there.
And I'm sure that, the average individual doesn't understand we have a subversive cancer working within our society. Most people are unacquainted with ICLEI. They have a webpage, don't they?
ICLEI, yes. If you just Google ICLEI, you'll get a few million hits, but go to their homepage and you can spend days reading everything that ICLEI has done or is planning to do to destroy your individual rights.
And that's ICLEI, International Coalition of Local Environmental Initiatives. Because you go to Stacy's website, go to Michael Shaw, that's freedomadvocates.org, freedomadvocates.org. Get involved, ladies and gentlemen. Your community, if you're living in Colorado, help Stacy. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Stacy, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program.
The most important thing for people to do is start looking into their local government.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
To help us get the information out, certainly. If you want to understand this whole ICLEI sustainable development scam, you need to get the Agenda 21, and that's the United Nations publication. We have it. Or you get the Agenda 21 for my community, Santa Cruz, which is the prototype for all Agenda 21s. The Agenda 21 is the secret agenda for the 21st century, published by the United Nations, part of their diabolical plan for a totalitarian world under the control of a massive bureaucracy. Then, of course, you'll want to get the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report. The only trouble is it's out of print, but, of course, we do have it summarized in my Sustainable Development Syllabus. And certainly that segment is worth the whole thing, because we have my Population Control Agenda monograph, information on Marie Strong and his plan to destroy society. And he actually gave an interview to a reporter where he said, you know, I have this recurrent dream that mankind's destroying the Earth. So a group of very wealthy people get together and they decide to destroy the economy of the Western world. And that was his statement, and we actually have the article, but you can get the summary of it in the Sustainable Development Syllabus. You'll learn about population control. You'll see the pictures of the Georgia Guidestones and so much else in the Sustainable Development Syllabus. And we hope many of you out there will want to get the syllabus, get my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, and the DVD, the four tape set on sustainable development. This information is as true today as it ever was. If you want information on global warming, we have the two DVDs put out by our good friend who writes on this subject, Michael Kaufman, Dr. Michael Kaufman, and he put together two excellent DVDs. One is, of course, on global development, science and global development, scientific development and global development. Just call in and get one or the other, or get them both, because they're different, and yet they'll give you the information you need to reach others. We have an excellent book called politically incorrect guide to global warming. You understand this is a scam, but they're going to, of course, utilize this to destroy Christian civilization. They know exactly what they're doing. They're coordinated, they're very well financed, and they're inspired by evil. And once you understand this, this whole thing makes sense. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, and all are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And of course, if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to get your Berkey products, we do have the Big Berkey or the Berkey Light or Imperial or Crown, unless, of course, you live in California or Iowa. And because of the insane local policies, you can't get them there. You certainly need to lay in a supply of health products. If you'd like to get the freeze-dry food, well, you go to our website and just scroll down where it says freeze-dry guy, and of course, you'll go ahead and go click on that.